It is 6:51. This is 1320 WILS. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Schuler Books and Music in Town Center, my next guest will be speaking about meditation. Jan Bidwell is the author of Sitting Still, Meditation as the Secret Weapon of Activism. Jan, great to have you on WILS.
So thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, great to have you here. And you actually went to MSU, right?
I did. I graduated in 73 and moved out of East Lansing in 75, moved out of Michigan, just moved back last year.
Oh, did you? What brought you back?
Yeah. Well, I was on the East Coast, and I'm older, and I wanted to have a nicer pace of life. And decided this was the best place to be. I always loved East Lansing, and I made the right decision. I love it here.
Now, what you are going to talk about tomorrow, again, it's tomorrow at Schuler Books and Music in Town Center, 7 p.m. You're going to talk about meditation and activism. What kind of activism are you talking about?
Well, when I was at Michigan State, I was active in the anti-war movement at that time, and then the women's movement, and I learned about racism. I was very young, and we didn't have the kind of instant information that we have now. And I thought about going into politics at the time and staying politically active, and I decided to go into social work. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the real short version. And so I have worked with some very difficult populations, populations who live in difficult situations. Let me say that. The people weren't difficult. Worked in the South Bronx with neonatal intensive care for newborns.
Were you meditating throughout that time then?
I was doing one form or another. I learned a very formal kind of meditation in 1985. I had been involved in other disciplines that work to keep one focused in the present moment right here, right now. Mm-hmm. But when I learned how to sit in meditation and focus with focusing on the breath, shifting awareness away from thought, and just staying centered and present, it just became much simpler. It was a much more...
So does that involve a mantra of some kind? Or?
It doesn't have to. It can. The way that I teach, I mean, there are different schools of meditation, and I think we all end up in the same place. That's my opinion. I think it matters what works for the person who wants to meditate. If I'm teaching somebody, they can do, there's a Vipassana, which is Zen, there's different kinds. I just work very loosely with whatever word works for the person, if they want a word. I know I've worked with people who focus on their heartbeat. Wow. They don't focus on the breath or a word at all. It's about exercising the mind. We floss our teeth, we brush our teeth, we go to the doctor, we wear corrective lenses, we lift weights, we don't do anything for the brain. Mm-hmm. And focusing, shifting your awareness consistently away from thoughts and away from any distraction, sound, whatever, and just coming back to a focal point makes the brain stronger. Okay. So that when you're in turbulent times, you can much more easily kind of drop into a relaxed place.
Interesting. You say it makes the brain stronger. So when you start meditating, is it that we're weak in being able to concentrate this way? Is that why it's so hard to sit for even 10 minutes?
Yes. It's because we believe the stories our mind is telling us, basically. When I ask people if they meditate, what I hear most often is, oh, I've tried it, but I can't do it because I can't quiet my mind. Mm-hmm. And that's not a thing, because your mind may never get quiet. It's about not paying attention to the mind.
So,
if people can sit still long enough to watch a movie, they can meditate.
So what is it your mind's doing when you're meditating? You're not thinking about anything at all? Is that it?
No, but the mind may be chattering away. You just don't pay attention to it.
So
you focus your awareness.
You're thinking
on
about
your breath.
The breath. Okay, just the breath.
Yes.
So you are having thoughts. You're just not really remembering what they are or noticing them. Is that it?
Just don't pay attention to them. You let them drift by like clouds. Mm. You don't have to examine what kind of cloud it is. And does that mean snow's coming? Is that the frozen? No, you just kind of come back to your breath. Yeah. And there's a once you do it for a while, you have the experience of just kind of letting the thoughts go and just kind of settling in. I use progressive relaxation in the beginning of when I teach people to meditate, and when I'm at Schuler's, I'm going to have chocolate. We'll be giving people chocolate, and what that does is help them comprehend what savoring is. Because in turbulent times, when we're in difficult situations, if we can just really focus in on something that's pleasant, that doesn't mean we avoid our feelings. We have to feel what we feel, but we can drop it, and we can focus back on something that's enjoyable. And most people like chocolate. So
That sugar probably doesn't help with the meditation, does it?
Well, a little piece of chocolate, I think,
okay. Jan Bidwell with us. She will be speaking tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Schuller Books and Music at Town Center. Your book is called Sitting Still, and you're going to talk about meditating and activism. I mean, I think about activism, I think of young people in the streets, you know, yelling about something or other. Is that what you're talking about in terms of helping those people meditate, or?
Well, anybody who's in turbulent times, like I'm a social worker, teachers, police officers, activists, people who are resisting, you know, who are like indivisible right now. Meditation has been scientifically shown to really help. My website has a list of research, janbidwell.com. The drop-down menu under activist meditation, there's a bunch of research there. Mm-hmm. It helps lower blood pressure. It helps lower inflammation. It grows the gray matter in the front of the brain. It makes the PCC that feels compassion bigger. It's crazy how much it changes.
How much meditation do you do a day, then?
Well, I vary between a half hour, and sometimes I'm able to do an hour or two. But for a beginning meditator, to do 20 minutes a day over 8 weeks changes your brain, and it changes your genetic structure. It makes your telomeres on the end of the chromosomes grow longer. And I'm not just saying that. That's research that's been done. It's associated with better healing.
You say you have to do it in a disciplined way. If you just sit there with your eyes closed for 20 minutes and try not to, you know, focus on your thoughts, is that enough, or does it take a lot more than that?
Well, it's very simple to do, but it is not just daydreaming. They've done research that measures daydreaming and focused awareness in the present moment on your breath, and daydreaming does not have the radical changes in the brain and the body that does. It's like lifting weights. If you lift a barbell repeatedly, your biceps are going to get bigger. Right. If you shift your awareness away from your thoughts, and that's the brain training.
Oh, interesting. Now, how do you keep from falling asleep?
Well, sometimes people fall asleep, and that's fine. There aren't, you know, it's not a really rigid, tight, you know, stressful thing. You don't try to do anything when you meditate. You just very softly and sweetly shift your awareness away from your thoughts again and again and again. And sometimes the thoughts get further apart, and the breaths will slow down. There'll be spaces between the breaths, and that's fine. And sometimes your mind will just chatter away. I mean, there are...
It's different, I imagine. Look, you want to see it in person? You want to see it live? It's tomorrow at 7 p.m. You can see Jan Bidwell. She will be speaking at Schuller Books and Music tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Town Center. Her book is Sitting Still, and her website is janbidwell.com. Jan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michael. Have a nice night.
You too, and that's it for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.